So June, this is kind of the what do you call it? The pinnacle
right.
tourism month for
right.
North Platte and Lincoln County.
Yeah, we kick off tourism officially the first week in May we start celebrating tourism. But as soon as Memorial Day hits, we definitely start to see visitors come through our office and in our town. I always, from the day I started in 2002, you always know that it's Tourism Week or Nebraska Land Days is happening in North Platte when somebody's going the wrong way on the one way.
There's your big clue right there.
There's your big clue. They are here. And I haven't seen anybody yet. So.
We need to come up with a simple way to indicate that, no, Jeffers South, Dewey North.
I know.
But yeah. Then the confusion of it splits off.
And, yes.
You know.
Yeah.
But they figured out you got to come back enough so you get used to it. You know? That's the way it
well,
works.
Well, it's
here.
Simple. Yeah. I mean, it's one way this way, one way that way. But, you know.
Yeah, look at the signs. So much to look at. I want to compliment you, first of all, on the tourism awards. Went to that just a block away over at Venue 304. Very good job. It's apparent that you put a lot of time and effort into recognizing these different people and businesses that are involved with, you know, making Lincoln County and North Platte an attractive place and a go-to guest destination for people.
Yeah, we thank you, Corey, for that. We've that was our sixth annual North Platte Area of Excellence in Tourism Awards, and we want to recognize those people who do a great job in customer service. And as Nebraskans, it's kind of just bred into us to be nice and kind and very generous to people. But as Nebraskans, we don't recognize ourselves or give ourselves credit for
we
being
take it
that
for
type
gr-
of person.
We take it for granted, don't
yes, we?
We
do. We take things for granted.
Yeah.
So we just decided that was really important to start recognizing those people that do step up and make those visitors feel welcome in our community and give 110% in your job. So that's why we did why we do what we do, and just brings more awareness to what the impact of tourism is on Lincoln County.
And you need a lot of volunteers and people. You have people willing to step up, and I was really happy to see that you recognize some people who give a lot of their time and make a sacrifice to volunteer just because they love the city and they just love making it attractive and a destination that people want to come to for the reason that we're friendly and all that, but. It does take volunteers at a lot of things to really help you out because it's not like you have an endless budget to be able to shell out and pay people.
Almost every event that's put on in Lincoln County takes an army of volunteers. Nebraska Land Days is a perfect example. I think they have a board of 12 and two staff, paid staff, and there are hundreds and hundreds of volunteers that put on Nebraska Land Days every year. And we, it's a great asset to our community. And without those volunteers, it wouldn't be as awesome as it is. And
so be nice
that's
to everyone, because a lot of people aren't getting paid. We think we have
the
right to be
sometimes
to moan and complain when things aren't going exactly the way we want. But recognize that a lot of these people involved at these events are they're volunteering their time. They're doing it out of the goodness of their heart and their love for the city.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bill Rodeo Committee, they are all 100% volunteers out there. So they're out there four nights during Nebraska Land Days putting on that spectacular rodeo. And, everybody donates their time. Mm-hmm. So lots of
all
great
right,
people.
Focus in on what you came here to talk about today with the grants and the other things. You have a deadline coming up.
We do.
Grants.
So part of our mission is to help promote Lincoln County, and we do that by offering promotional fund grants to those tourism partners in our community.
Mm-hmm.
They anybody can apply for a grant as long as you're doing something that's going to bring people into North Platte, into Brady, Maxwell, Sutherland, Wallace, to spend the night in our community. We operate 100% off of lodging tax revenue. So when we, it's kind of an investment when we look at someone's event to see how many people they're bringing in based on their request for dollars, because we want to make sure that that event is putting money back in our coffers with bringing people in to stay in
bringing
our local hotels.
To say that this is worth giving this amount of money.
Right, or has the potential to as
right.
well. You know, our board understands that some events, you know, and when you start a new event, it takes, you know, at least 3 years to see whether it is going to be sustainable and grow. That's just kind of the trend and how things work. So, but I just wanted to explain a little bit. Our July 1 is the next deadline for our promotional fund grants. And we only do these grants quarterly. And this deadline is for events that happen in October, November, December. You can always apply if your event is in January, February, you know, March. You can apply now. That is not a problem. Mm-hmm. But if you want funding for your event and it is happening October, November, December, you definitely need to get your application in. So we have basically three different kinds of events, or excuse me, grants. The first one is promotional grant, mm-hmm. just purely 100% marketing dollars. So I print brochures and I want to advertise in Grand Island, Kearney area. That is a great application for, you know, your specific event or
right.
your attraction. I'll just use the Lincoln County Historical Museum as an example. So Jim will typically come in and ask us to help print his brochures, design and print his brochures every year. He also distributes those brochures in racks that you see in the hotels and restaurants around the state and country.
Yep.
You see those. Those are pay-to-play brochure slots. You have to have a subscription to put your brochure in there.
Okay.
He also does some social media marketing, and so he applies for that as well. So that's just strictly promotion. Then the other grant that we have is for events and incentive. So I was going to say, which one do I want to pull out here? We'll say the Las Manitas, their Viva North Platte Mexican Fiesta type event that they mm-hmm. do in this summer. They need to rent the DNN. So they can apply for funding to rent the DNN as incentive dollars.
Okay.
And then they also are going to market, you know, same thing, TV or radio outside of Lincoln County to bring people in. They are also wanting to do some entertainment with music-wise. That would also apply on the incentive side. So...
yeah,
that would be an example for the event promotion and incentive grants. And then we have a sports promotion and incentive. And with a lot of the sporting events that we have here, they need funding to maybe pay for referees. Sometimes we have to pay for the referee. We have to pay for the hotel rooms to get them here because officials are really hard to find anymore.
Yes. Yes, that's been a trend, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, it is. So whatever, you know, we can do to help them get those people here because you can't have an event if you don't have a referee. So examples of that, and then some of those sports things need, you know, a lot of them will use social media funding to reach out to those people. who may be interested in participating in that sporting event as mm-hmm. well. So those are just some quick examples of those mm-hmm. grants that we offer quarterly.
Can they do that online?
Yes, yes. They can go to our website at visitnorthplatte.com.
Okay.
You go under the industry tab, and then under the industry tab, they'll have grant it'll say grant applications. Clear at the top, Corey.
Okay. I've got the website up here, industry, and there it is, grant applications. Yep. And click on that, and it takes you to the page.
Yep, scroll down, and there's three big yellow buttons.
Quarterly tourism promotional grant applications and promotion, event promotion and incentive, and sports promotion and incentive. There you go. Easy peasy, as they say.
Easy peasy, yes. And it's an online form that you can fill out. You can start, stop. You know, it'll save all that information.
Do you have to be a 501(c) to do that?
Okay. No, you do not. Not for our promotional fund.
Okay.
Our incentive, the bricks and mortar one that we do once a year, yes, you do have to be for that one because it's permanent structures type things. So, no, this one you do not.
Okay.
So if you have any questions, you know, reach out to me or Amanda at our office once you get started. But it's very, you know, very simple application as far as a grant goes.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to highlight today?
I think that is pretty much it. You know, encourage everybody to get out and enjoy Nebraska Land Days. We start with Miss Nebraska pageant and then the Heritage Festival out at the Lincoln County Historical Museum, then the Miss Rodeo Nebraska pageants here in town.
I like the way you lay out your website there and things to do, and you'll be amazed if you just click on, you kind of bunch them in different categories. You got little eight different categories: arts and entertainment, outdoors, attractions, shopping, breweries and wineries, sports and recreation, museums and history, and trains and railroads. And so you can do that, or get an there's a way to get an overall listing, I think.
Right.
Day
by
day
under
thing,
our
right?
If you go under things to do, the first
on the calendar,
there's the calendar
arts
of
and
events. It's events. Sorry, it's the second one over at the top.
Okay. So
I think
you
still go back up to the go up. One more, and then go over.
Okay.
There you go.
There we go. Annual event, under events, yes.
Concerts
and live music. If you want to narrow it, you can narrow it. Or if you want an overview, you want to know everything that's going on, so you can choose. But
yeah, you can get into our calendar and sort it by what your interests are as to what's going on. Our calendar
family-friendly.
Is the most comprehensive calendar in the county that has every event that's happening.
So, one, there's no excuse not to know what's going on.
Definitely.
nobody can ever say, you know, with a straight face, there's nothing to do. You know, there's going to be something to
there
do. Places to go, people to see.
Right.
And events for everybody.
For sure.
You know, family-friendly stuff, and a lot of events, too, that have the libations that people love, too.
Right, There's a lot of music events going on in the communities, you know, a lot of the venues, the restaurants, the bars in our area, so that's awesome.
The music on the bricks is kind of like warming us up for everything coming up, right?
Yes, for sure, it does. That's another one of those great annual events that happens twice a year that's, you know, makes North Platte and Lincoln County very unique. So we're very blessed to have a lot of people who like to put on events and do a great job at it as well.
So do your hours double in June? Pretty much.
Actually, our hours double and triple from April, about March, to when Nebraska Land Day starts. And then the season just kind of smooths out.
A lot of 14, 16-hour days, probably.
Yeah, it's a busy time.
Because even if you're not in the office, you're doing something connected with your job, right?
Right. And this fall, we have got so many sporting events this fall. It's we're super busy. So,
Lisa, thanks as always for coming in, talking tourism, and we'll kind of have a wrap up from you next month. about how June, and there's still plenty of stuff going on in July and August.
There'll be
and so
lots
on.
Of stuff to talk about
so
in July.
So we'll talk about that. Great. Yep. Take care.
All right. You too.
All right. That's Lisa Burke, Executive Director of Visit North Platte. Again, the website, visitnorthplatte.com.